mark because I sell a lot of records. And a lot of people identify with me for whatever reason. What country music is supposed to be about is real life.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness. But all that thought you're giving me is conscience, I guess.
Hi, this is Don Reed of the Statler Brothers, and you're listening to my friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario. We can also be heard throughout the greater Toronto area and also Durham County at www.oshawarocks.com. And as I welcome you all back into the program, I'd also like to remember our first of two special Way Back double features for today. And that, of course, is a legendary mother of country music in many ways, Mother Maybelle Carter, who actually last week would have celebrated her 117th birthday, born in Virginia on May 10th, 1909. However, because of my tribute to the 10th anniversary, I neglected to mention that she was born last week in 1909. But I would like to pay tribute to her with a couple of her songs. First, we'll hear my late friend Rose Lee Mafis on a tribute song that her late husband wrote many years ago called Mother Maybelle. Then we'll hear from the lady herself, Mother Maybelle Carter, and her all-time classic signature song called Wildwood Flower. With that, I would like to welcome you on to this, the second hour of our program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Her music lingers on the sounds of Maybelle.
Now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to our beloved furry mascot and beloved fur baby, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As I welcome Simbush to our show today, I would like to share that she has a collection of David Allan Coe songs here for y'all this morning. On this, our tribute to the original bad boy and outlaw of country music. With that mentioned, let's first hear an all-time classic ballad called If You Hold the Ladder, I'll Climb to the Top. We'll then follow with There's a Thief in the Bedroom. And we'll wrap up this set of weekly picks as selected by Simbush, our Wonder Husky. With a wonderful song called Bottle in My Hand. With that, I would like to say that all these songs have something in common, and that is they all rely heavily on the beautiful sound of the fiddle on each one of these. With that, welcome to the Way Back with Johnny Show, and thank you, Simbush, for your weekly selection of picks.
Baby, you're the only dream I've ever had come true. There's so much more to reach for, thanks to you. Now I can climb this mountain, babe. There was a time I'd stop. If you just hold the ladder, baby, I'll climb to the top. Didn't matter yesterday, and I'll be everything this man can be before I stop. If you just hold the ladder, baby, I'll climb to the top. Yesterday, tomorrow, just did not mean as much. Now I'll be everything this man can be before I stop.
Mistakes that they've made. This one has torn my emotions apart. Somebody's stealing my heart. Well, somebody's kisses are wet on my lips. Somebody's face is at my fingertips. Somebody's holding me tight. Somebody's stealing my heart. There's a thief in my bedroom. Caught by mistakes that they've made. This one has torn my emotions apart. Somebody's stealing my heart. With somebody's kisses are wet on my lips. Somebody's face is in my fingertips. Somebody's holding me tight in their grip. Somebody's stealing my heart.
Asking me if things would have been different if I hadn't been in prison. Well, you know, how can I answer that? Because I was in prison, and that's the only thing I know.
Dear John, oh, I hate to write.
Hi, friends. This is Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., son of Hawkshaw Hawkins Sr. and son of Grand Ole Opry star and Country Music Hall of Famer Gene Shepherd. And I'm here with my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the way back.
Just call Lonesome 77203.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that mentioned, let's pay tribute to some real hardcore country music here today. First, we'll hear from the legendary Johnny Burke, dear friend of mine and late friend of mine for many years, in an all-time song that says it loud and proud, "Everybody's Going Crazy." Then we'll hear from my good friend from Halliburton and Harold McIntyre, an early one out of Harold's career called "The Ballad of a Hillbilly Singer." Then we'll wrap up this weekend with our salute to Canadian country music pioneers with a song by the king of country music in Canada, of course Stompin' Tom Connors, with his all-time classic, going out to John and Kathy called "Ben in the Pen." With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening. Here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com.
Says the world's about to end, and furthermore, he knows exactly when. Everybody's going crazy, but me and you, seems that losing your mind's a thing to do. The whole world has gone insane, and come on, glue. Cornbread just ain't done, that's what I think. Scientists say the West Coast slowly falling off, and they're moving Frisco Bay to Omaha. Everybody's going crazy, but me and you, seems that losing your mind.
Dance hall floor. Right then I knew I'd get him. 'cause I couldn't let him do that anymore. Well, he took her and he made her into a laughing stock. Last I heard, he left her and the baby in Little Rock. I know he left her lonely, crying broken-hearted all alone. In search of greener pastures, a new girl she could capture with his song. Love him and leave him, sang in his song. He's caused many a good girl to go wrong. Love him and leave him, then he moves along, singing his hillbilly song. Each time I'd almost caught him, I'd found that he had gone, singing in Amarillo and on through San Antonio, singing his way into each town, breaking the heart of a new girl every night. And I saw that flashing marquee, and I swore I'd put out that singer's light. Love him and leave him, singing his song. He's caused many a good girl to go wrong. Love him and leave him, then he moves along, singing his hillbilly song. I caught up with him in Houston. He was standing on the stage with that flashy suit and guitar, a typical singing range. And when that bullet hit him, it left him lying on the dance hall floor. That bullet never killed him, but it made damn sure he'd never love no more. Love him and leave him, singing his song. He's caused many a good girl to go wrong. Love him and leave him, then he moves along, singing his hillbilly song.
Call me Ben, here in the pen, where you take the guff and you suffer. But I'll be free when I'm 53, and I bet I'll be a whole lot tougher. I bet I'll be a whole lot tougher. When I was a lad, I was really bad. It wasn't smart to be good. I beat up my dog, and I choked my frog, and I acted just as mean as I could. I hit all the girls and put gum in her curls, 'cause I like to hear them cry and bleed. I'd punch the little boys and steal all her toys, 'cause I knew they weren't smarter than me. Yeah, they call me Ben, here in the pen, where you take the guff and you suffer. But I'll be free when I'm 53, and I bet I'll be a whole lot tougher. I bet I'll be a whole lot tougher. When I was 16, I was really mean. I could scrap at the toss of a coin. I was leader of a gang, rough rangy-tangs, and you had to be a good thief to join. Yeah, we had the black jackets on the motorbikes, and we forced all the girls to skip school. And the cops, they'd all try to sympathize when we told them how our parents were so cruel. Yeah, they called me Ben, here in the pen, where you take the guff and you suffer. But I'll be free when I'm 53, and I bet I'll be a whole lot tougher. I bet I'll be a whole lot tougher. When I turned 21, I had to have a gun, 'cause I planned me a robbery one day. And my girlfriend said that she'd rather be dead than to hang around with a guy like me. Well, I granted her wish and dumped her in with the fish. And then I went to meet Frank. Yeah, that's the same day I shot and killed me the cop. He didn't want to let me into the bank. Yeah, they call me Ben here in the pen. But you take the guff and you suffer. But I'll be free when I'm 53. And I bet I'll be a whole lot tougher. I hope I'll be a whole lot tougher. Yeah, what's the use? I guess I ain't a very good bluffer. Back to that hammer, man. Back to the hammer.
And the greatest thing that ever happens to me is when someone comes up to me and says, you know, I don't know how to express myself, and I have a hard time talking to people that I love, but you know what? I listened to your album, and I heard this song, and you know, I went to my girlfriend, and I said, you know, this is how I feel. If you'll just listen to this guy singing this song, this is how I feel. I couldn't tell you this, but this is how I feel. Now, to me, I've done my job.
Tempting are the bright lights that draw me out.
Hi, folks. I'm Carol Baker. You're listening to the Way Back, my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. I know you're going to love the show.
Ten little fingers reached out to rescue me.
Now, friends, I'd like to once again welcome a very special, beloved second furry mascot onto our program today. None other than Gunny the Dachshund, our littlest member of our morning team. With that, I would like to share Gunny's favorites this morning of the David Allan Coe Recorded Library of Country Music. First of all, we have a song that David Allan sings much in the style of Jerry Lee Lewis called Million Dollar Memories. We'll then follow with David's version of Hank Williams' old classic Mansion on the Hill, going out to my good friend Bob Gardner of Niagara Falls in Chippewa, Ontario. I'll be seeing him in a couple weeks, so for a short visit, so I'll send this one up to him in Niagara, and then we'll wrap up with another one of my all-time favorite timeless David Allan Coe classics called Mona Lisa Lost Her Smile. With that, I'd like to say good morning and also thank you, Little Gunny, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
And those diamonds soon got old. I had everything that you could buy to have, but not to hold. But all that glitters is not gold. And when love lost its shine, I had million dollar memories down to my last down in Dallas, Florida, I lost the other day. Happiness is gone now. There's nothing left but time. And my and my million-dollar memories are down to my last dime. Yes, my million-dollar memories are down to my last dime. Think about it, honey. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill. Do you recall when we parted, the story to me you revealed? You said you could live without love, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. Give you a heart true and real, 'cause I know you're alone with your pride, dear, in your loveless mansion on the hill. The light shines bright from your window, the trees stand so silent and still. I know you're alone with your sorrow in your loveless mansion on the hill. Tonight, down here in the valley, and I'm lonesome and know how I feel. As I sit here alone in my cabin, I can see your mansion on the hill.
Her smile, the painter's hands are trembling now, and if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now, and the eyes that used to burn for me, now they no longer look my way, and the love that used to be, why, it just got lost in yesterday. If she seems cold to the touch, where there used to burn a flame, I gave too little, took too much, till I erased the painter's name. Mona Lisa lost her smile, the painter's hands are trembling now, and if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we
had planned. Laying shattered on the ground, Mona Lisa lost her smile. And the painter's hands are trembling now. Hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. And the masterpiece that we had planned, it's laying there shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile. And the painter's hands are trembling now.
You go to Nashville today and they say to you, do you have any positive love songs for women? And I look at them and I say, you're talking to a guy that's been married 5 times. I don't have no positive love songs to women, no. You know, I got songs about, hey, you know, why did you do this? I got songs about I drank my wife away. That's the kind of songs I got.
We've lost most of our happy people and I'm a wandering.
Hello, friends. This is Melissa Lumen, daughter of the late country icon Bob Lumen, and you're listening to the Way Back with Johnny Show on this great channel. Keep it tuned in here for the best in country music.
This thing about living, this thing about.
Now, friends, when you think of David Allan Coe, there's one song that speaks above all of them, and that was his tribute song that he brought out all the way back in 1983 as a tribute to the hillbilly Shakespeare, Hank Williams. With that mentioned, I would like to now pay tribute to this all-time classic that David recorded and wrote as his tribute to Hank, called The Ride. And yes, it was a great signature classic of David Allan Coe's back in 1983. We'll then follow that with another all-time favorite that came out in 2001, I do believe, called The Ghost of Hank Williams, which was another tribute to his longtime hero and influence, Hank Williams Sr. With that, here's our tribute to the legendary hillbilly Shakespeare of country music, as told by the legendary, yes, outlaw movement pioneer, David Allan Coe. We'll be back following this to send us into the third and final hour.
You know, I don't know why, but most people think of Hank Williams when you mention David Allan Coe's name. And maybe it's because The Ride was such a hit for me. Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville, would you like to ride, son? When I sat down in the front seat, he turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, inside. Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said,
This is where you get off, boy, cause I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, Mister, many thanks. He said, you don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank. He said, Ripper, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar string? He said, Lord, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar string? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? But if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. In an Alabama graveyard on a cold December day, a young man with a guitar stares into space and plays. There's no one there to listen, there's no one there but him, and the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again. Marty Robbins, Patsy Cline, Ernest Tubb and Red Sylvine, Jimmy Rogers and old Lefty was my friends. It's so lonesome here tonight, but someday I'll see the light when the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again. It was 2 a.m. in Nashville and the Ryman stage was bare. There were just a few old memories of the Opry being there. In the stillness of the morning, on a cold December wind, the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again. Marty Robbins, Patsy Cline, Ernest Tubb and Red Sylvine, Jimmy Rogers and old Lefty was my friends. It's so lonesome here tonight, but someday I'll see the light when the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again. There's a DJ in Ohio that recalls that New Year's Day when he had to tell the nation that a singer passed away. Sometimes when it's late at night, he'll let some record spin, and the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again. Marty Robbins, Patsy Cline, Ernest Tubb and Red Sylvine, Jimmy Rogers and old Lefty was my friends. It's so lonesome here tonight, but someday I'll see the light when the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again. In an Alabama graveyard on a cold December day, a young man with a guitar stares into space and plays. There's no one there to listen, there's no one there but him, and the ghost of Hank Williams sings your cheating heart again.
Because that's real life. You know what I'm saying? If you went and played your cheating heart for the people in Nashville right now, they'd say, oh, no, we can't do a song like that. No drinking songs, no drug songs. Well, fuck, drinking and drugs and, I mean, and bad relationships, that's what hillbillies live. That's what they go through. Ain't no hillbillies that I know that are living in that little heaven that you're painting for them.
Springtime, when all the flowers were in bloom.
You don't realize that I still feel the same.
friends. This here's your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to tell you all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a three-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin. And for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
On time, hoping you'd come back home. When I got there, the house was bare.
Well, yes, friends, we have once again reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. With all that mentioned, I'd like to pay tribute to three great classics of the gospel favorites. First of all, it's going to be Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer of country music, and a song that he brought out on his gospel album called He Looked Beyond My Fault. We'll then follow with one of my all-time favorites of the country music genre music, Vernon Oxford, and he brought out a very meaningful song called I Talked to the Man Last Night. And then we'll follow with that and send us into the third and final hour here this morning with, of course, Wanda Jackson, the queen of rockabilly music, but who also was no stranger to a good gospel favorite. And it's going to be Wanda Jackson with He'll Change Your Song. And we'll dedicate this one to Jimmy and Debbie in upstate New York and Carthage, New York. With that, we'll send all these out to our good friends and welcome y'all into this, the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. I've been singing in barrooms all my life. I had a good family, a loving wife. Everything's gonna be all right. I had a talk with a man last night. It was just another small town bar. Well, I don't think anybody even notices I packed up and put away my guitar. Got in my car and started that long, lonesome drive to the next town. I've been trying to make the big time now for so long. I know I've got talent, but I must be doing something wrong. 'Cause all my friends tell me there's people on top that can't sing half as good as me. Then all of a sudden that old car just seemed to come alive, and I heard a strange voice that I didn't recognize. And somebody reached over and turned the radio way down low. The voice said, I'll tell you what you're doing wrong. Well, I gave you the talent to sing, and you ain't never sung one of my songs. And I bet I got a list of people that I made famous of my own. Some of my best friends are Grand Ole Opry stars. They ask me for a little help and I help get them where they are. And I guess they gone about as far as any singer could hope to go. What a beautiful thought I am thinking. Hank remembered to sing. I saw the light, I saw the light. Red fully touched their hearts with peace in the valley. And once more a falling star is shining bright. It was in the darkness just before dawn. That's where he showed me where I went wrong. Everything's gonna be alright. I had a talk with a man that's
light. Amazing grace shall always my song of praise.
or it was grace that bought my liberty. And I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. And I still forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, the view that old cross where my blessed Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my burning soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. And he saw my need. He looked beyond my fault, and he saw my
And then what Nashville did, they turned around and labeled us outlaws. They had a sign that said, "Welcome David Allen Coe." They had my name spelled A-L-L-E-N. Well, my name is spelled A-L-L-A-N.
And the train ran to the station. Rolled up his sleeves and rolled up his bones.
Hey everybody, I'm Johnny Lee from the Great Lone Star State of Texas. And you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock. So stay tuned for some of the best hits in country music.
Well, yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of the old St. Lawrence Seaway. We can also be heard via www.oshawarocks.com, but also our home for the last 10 years over historic CFRC 101.9 FM in the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario. And with all that mentioned, we can also be heard, of course, worldwide at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. And with that, I would like to welcome you all to this, the third and final hour of today's program. I'd also like to share that this will be our second double feature of today, with a tribute to none other than the Tennessee Plowboy, who was born, yes, 108 years ago this past Friday, the 15th of May, 1918. The one and only Eddie Arnold, who will always be remembered as one of the original pioneers of country music, but also, a little side note, is that he was one of the richest men in country music as well. With that, we'll pay tribute to him with a true classic of his called Turn the World Around the Other Way. Then we'll follow with a song that he called Eddie's Song, which takes several of his song titles and makes it into a wonderful song. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all here to the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and welcome in.